I want to turn to the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus. I'm going to try to do as Brother Farley has requested I do and keep this short and sweet that we don't get weary in well-doing. We appreciate everyone. Exodus, the 16th chapter. I'm going to be reading the first five verses, and we'll see what the Lord has for us from there. Exodus 16, beginning at number 1. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. If you would, lift your voices right now and let's pray and ask the Lord to bless this if He would.
Father God, we need You. We need You. We need You, Lord.
God, as we search and we seek for the will of God, that the Holy Ghost will reach out and touch every heart and every soul, that none will escape, Father God. That old-fashioned, old-time conviction, that it will be lifted, Father, in this hour to the redemption of souls, to the uplifting of Your holy name and the building of the kingdom of God. In this present hour, God, we know that You put us here, God, for such a time as this. And as we lift up hands without doubting, Father God, holy hands, we ask You to strengthen and help and supply every need. Lift them up, Father God. Lift up, especially, Father God, reach out and touch the sinner, the backslider that be with us. Glory to Your name. We praise You in the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like to preach to us this afternoon now on the blessing can become a curse. And as we read in the Scripture here, and it tells us how that the children of Israel were moved from Elim and were heading towards Sinai, that they were put in a place, or they had sojourned in a place called the wilderness of Sin. Now that's pretty much self-explanatory right there, and I'm sure it's been preached on as such, but I'm not necessarily going there. Just to know, though, that the children of Israel had journeyed, and just before this, how that they had come into a place of hardship. And let me say to you new converts this morning, those of you that have just found the Lord and you're just new in this and not really which way you want to go, but let me say to you, practice this, if you will. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Will you do that? It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be simple. There are times that hardships are going to hit. There are times when things are going to come against your heart and against your soul. But may I say to you that God has given us help. He has made a place for us. And though it may be in a place of hardness, let me say to you today that He's given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us His Spirit that we may be able to make it in this time that we're living in. We come to a place in life where it may be called the wilderness of sin. But let me say to you, we may have just left a place back there where there were springs all over the place, where there were wells that were there that watered us, where there were trees that may have been there that shaded us. But may I say to you today that though we may not be in the oasis, let me say to you that though hardness comes and though the wilderness may raise up, we got victory this morning, this afternoon. The power of God is the same there. Woo! Hallelujah. He said that I may prove them. And beforehand, before they even got to Elim, they were already coming against Moses and Aaron. They were already complaining. We haven't got anything to drink. What's the use of us being out here if we're going to have to thirst to death? Listen to me this morning. There don't have to be one in here. I said not one in here. And I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. There does not have to be one this morning that'll eat here with a thirst in their heart. There is sufficient supply for them that have great need. You know who you are. You know who it is that is despondent this day. You know who it is that has a great need. But God knows you also, and He's already dealing with your heart. Wilderness of sin. Before they got there, God began to bless Elam. I looked that up, and I come up with kind of a meaning of my own trying to put everything together. But that being where, it tells us there that in the last verse of the previous chapter, and they came to Elam where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And this was a place of blessing. This was a place where they could have their thirst quenched. This is a place where they could take rest and rest easy. But there was something moving down in the heart and down in the soul of that leader there, that Moses, that man that was put over them, whom he even himself said, I can't speak plainly. I can't talk like I need to. But God gave him someone to help him. The children of Israel, they came to a place called Marah. And when they were there, the waters were bitter. The waters being bitter, they began to cry out against Moses and Aaron. They began to cry out. And when they began to cry out, the Lord spoke to the heart of Moses and showed him a tree. Told him to take that tree and cast it into those waters. When they cast it into those waters, the waters became sweet that they were able to partake of it. Now they left that place. Why do we need to leave here now? It's already been changed. There's nothing else that needs to be taking place. It's all right here because the tree's been cast in. The waters have been changed. We've got the blessing of the Lord. We've got the power of God. We've got the Holy Ghost and fire. We've got those things. But listen to me today. That just because you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, she ain't over yet. May I speak to you in hillbilly? It ain't over yet. When you've got that sweet Holy Ghost, things are just beginning to look up. Things are beginning to look sweet. Don't stop there, but let's go on to richer ground. Let's go on to something that's even better. You mean it gets better than the Holy Ghost? May I say to you that the Holy Ghost is in it all. But it gets better than just that experience. If your Holy Ghost or nothing, forgive me. Bear with me in this folly, because I may say to you that there are gifts that need to be had. Come on, Pentecostal folks. Come on here. There are things that need to be done in the hour we're living in. I've got a pastor's heart and I can't help it. I want to see every soul make it. Not a one do I have an ought against, and not a one do I want to see left behind. So if you'll take the time to call upon God, though it may be bitter in your life, and though things may look like you're not being sustained, hang on to God. Hang on to God. Hang on to God. Brother Albert, I love your smile. He's always got one. He's always got one. You see, the Lord told us one time, a long time, many years ago, Sister Mary Hampton may remember this, that when troubles come and when trials take place in your life, and you get to the point, you get to the place that you don't know which way to turn, the Lord told him through the gift of tongues, through the interpretation thereof, through the Spirit of God, He told him, He said, look out your window toward the church. Look out your window toward the church. When you look out there and you call upon me, He said, I will answer. You see, when you get down so bad that you can't seem to get over top of the trial, look over at Brother Albert. He's still got that smile on his face. Well, now, just because it's a smile, help me right here, Lord. There may be one that you may hear crying out in the church when the Holy Ghost begins to move. When you hear this weeping through the congregation, you see the smiles on one end of the pew and the weeping may be on the other. What's in between there? If it's a wilderness of sin, can I tell you, look back, Elam's still there. Do you know what was in the wilderness of sin? Nothing! Nothing in the wilderness of sin. Nothing was there that was any blessing whatsoever. Except, endure just a little bit of hardness. You see, between Elam and Sinai was the wilderness of sin. Do y'all remember what took place on the hill of Sinai, on the mountain of Sinai? It's also called Mount Horeb. And if you think about what took place there, that's where Moses went up and had a face-to-face meeting with God, and God gave them the commandments. God gave them His Word. God gave them His Word. God gave him the Word. God gave him substance. Woo! God gave him substance. God gave him something that would keep him through the years that were yet before him. Let me tell you something. If you're young or if you're old, hang on to God. Because the wilderness of sin don't last forever, my brother and my sister. But on each end of it, on each side of it, there's a blessing awaiting. There's a blessing awaiting you. Make it personal. There's a blessing. I'm talking to somebody this afternoon that's in a trial. Somebody who... Somebody's wanting. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost pulling at your heart. You may be in the wilderness of sin, and you may not think. You may feel like there's no way out for you. But let me assure you upon God's holy word that I will make a way for your escape, he says. The trial comes. You're going to have them. I've got them. Brother Mark's got them. Brother Jack, Brother Mike, Brother Jerry, all these good brothers. Brother Albert, we got those trials, Brother Shepherd. We got those trials. But it's not over. We're still in the wilderness of sin. But that, there's no hope there. There's no place there. Excuse me just a moment. I feel very honored to be seated by such a man of God. Oh, it may be. It may be that we're in the twilight of our lives. But there's no place for stopping, is there, Brother Shepherd?
Right.
There's no place for quitting.
No.
Although it may be sickness, though it may be trial, though it may be family that turns against us, let me say to you today that God's still in the tree. Can I say to you, He'll get in the waters if you put Him there. Glory to God. He'll get in those waters if you put Him there. You've got to allow Him to speak to your heart. He's up there. Got so much to say today. Not enough time to say it. God's still there. They say, Brother Lloyd, he'll get up and sing it down so he won't have to preach. I'll tell you something. And I'm not holding on to that, brethren. Don't misunderstand me. But when I sing, I want to sing with all my heart. If he comes down, that's his business. He told me to... No!
He told me to sing. He told me to preach with all my might. He told me to give it every ounce of strength that I can give it. And if I'll do so, He'll honor it, Brother Jason Bird. He'll give it. He'll supply it. He'll reach out to that lost heart and lost soul. They're turning. I ain't nowhere near what I had written down on these notes. They're turning to the beggarly elements of the world. There don't seem to be enough joy in this. Come here to me. Come here to me. There don't seem to be enough happiness in this. This young man just got back to the Lord. He was a backslider. Did it look like there's any way back?
No.
Do you know what? Brother Mowry, we cast the tree into the waters that were bitter. The taste wasn't good. Somebody wasn't good to me. Somebody was mean to me. In the immortal words of Sister Marcia Cordell, you know what that is? You see, all I got is a testimony of a young man a few years back that laid upon an altar. And when he laid upon that altar, when he first got saved, and that love was fresh and new, that he laid upon that altar. And when he cast his head over the edge, we could mark the place when he got up from where he was crying out to God, because the tears were puddled up. The tears were puddled up on the floor, on the carpet. The tears were puddled up. You see, when he went back, his mama would look at me and I'd say, "How is he? How's Justin?" Somebody said, "Well, that's just because he's your family. He's yours too." Do I need a hearing aid? Shorter? He's yours too. She's mine too. Must we battle, Sister Rhoda? Not each other, but must we fight? In the wilderness of sin, there looked like nothing. There looked like there was no way that we could receive a blessing. Those waters of Elam, they're gone back. Those precious palm trees that we rested under. You see, God provided such a provision for them there at Elam that there was a well for each tribe of Israel. 12 of them. 12 tribes. Was it enough? Just wasn't enough. Mama come to me and she said, "I got 3 of them." She said, "I got 3 of them. That's living in sin." She said, "You reckon we need to start at the bottom and work our way up this time?" I said, "Don't make any difference. It don't matter." She got one that's 17 years old. She had another one. He's what, 19, 20? Brandon? And then Justin here. Jonathan, stand up, son, if you would. I don't mean to show. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of this young man right there. He's gone through a battle here lately that would make a lot of folks succumb to the heat. That would make a lot of folks succumb to the weight of the battle. But I looked at him as the tears run down his nose the other night, and it's a steady stream. Not a sound coming out of his mouth. Not a groan coming out of him. But the tears profusely run down his nose. And I looked at him. I said, "When it's over, is it going to be worth it?" I said, "Even so, when it's over, is it going to be worth it?" I said, "What are you going to do? Are you going to leave or are you going to stay?" Seemed like we sat there, Brother Ray, for 5 minutes. He looked up at me He said, I can't go. He said, I can't go, you see. Hell no, don't need to go into too much, do I? He said, I can't go. I can't go. I looked at him. I said, why can't you go? I said, why can't you go? And it seemed like another 5 minutes. He looked up at me and the tears were running. This time he was blowing his nose because it was coming harder. Why can't you go? He looked at me and he said, the Lord won't let me. The Lord won't let me. Elam. Elam. Sinai. You see, I looked up the meaning of Sinai. And when I looked it up, neither one of the books that I looked it up in had a meaning. It said, of uncertain derision. Of uncertain derision. Don't know why. Don't know how. I'm sure there'd be some Hebrew experts could tell us, Brother Mark, and maybe you could. Maybe you and Sister Kathy, avid Bible studiers, but you're looking at a poor old ignorant hillbilly boy from Flatwoods, Kentucky, and all I can do is go by what Zondervan says or Webster's or whatever. That's all I got to go by until I get on my face before God. And when I got on my face before the Lord and I began to pray to Him and I said, Lord, sandwiched in between these two places, and such a great blessing each one of them was, is this wilderness of sin. And the Lord spoke to my heart. You hear me? The Lord spoke to my heart and said, yes, and you must sojourn there for a while. There'll be times that I'll bring you out of it. There'll be times that I'll have the tree cast into the waters for you. But then there'll also come a time when I'll speak to one of my servants and they'll just reach out and they'll whack a rock right on the side and the waters of glory will come out. Listen to me, it's hard places we're walking in. It's tough places. It's places that are trying to kill, trying to destroy. Look at it with the eyes of the Lord. Look at it with the eyes of the Lord and see if there's not a blessing there. Amen. Deuteronomy 7, listen to this, said, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. 7 nations greater than thee. Greater than thee. Mightier than thou. They're just stronger than you are. There's no way I can defeat the devil. He's got me this time. He's got me this time. I can't get out of this. There's no way. The walls are too high. The sin's too great. My failure, Brother Mark, is more than I can bear. I can't get through this one. I went too far. Get anybody in here? Measure for me the extended arm of God. Somebody tell me how long it is. What? I was looking for something. Somebody tell me how long everlasting is. You know, in your patience possess ye. You mean I've got part in this? You mean I've got place in this? In your patience possess ye your soul? How much time I got, Brother Jimmy? I feel the good Holy Ghost pulling somebody. Nothing is too hard. For God, generic. Nothing's too hard for God. Can I tell you that when I quote that scripture, can I tell you that when I say that name, I'm going to put a capital G on it. Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing will keep you down from God if you give yourself to Him. Listen to me, brother and sister. We've come to the place that we've gone too long, too many times that we've gone and we've barely squeaked by without calling upon His name. But we're living in a day when we must call upon His name. We must call. We must call. We must yield ourselves. We must call. We must call. We must know. Excuse me. We must know that it's God and His Word that will fatten you up, that will give you strength, that will put marrow in your bones. He'll thicken the blood when it's too thin. He'll thin it when it's too thick. I've gone too far, Brother Jason. But what do you do? What do you do when you've done nothing to get where you're at? Did y'all hear how I said that? What do you do? How do you feel? How do you cope? How do you get through when I've done nothing to go? I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. Brother Nichols called me and asked me to come and preach this. My heart jumped right up here in my neck. And I thought, man, you got greater men than me that's hanging around close to you. Preach them. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. You hear me? He spoke to me. And He said, preach. Preach that I give you. And when I give it to you, meet it out to them. Give it out to them. I want to tell you today, let me give you some blessed assurance that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Let me give you some most holy assurance that His holy blood is still flowing today like that song we sang a little while ago. And if you let it flow over you, I'm telling you there'll be nothing can stay.
We used to work with a man. They called Teflon Man. Seemed like everything he'd done, especially if it's wrong, it rolled off of him over on someone else. You see, the devil's a sick individual. He's an evil presence in this time. He is an ungodliness. Do you hear me? He is an ungodliness. I'm trying to hurry. But His presence is right here, and He's trying to deceive, and He's trying to turn you away from the very thing that will help you. And if you're not careful, you'll lend an ear. If you're not careful, you'll hear what He's saying to you. If you're not watchful, if you're not looking, if you're not paying attention, He'll deceive you and destroy you. What can I say to you? If you're living and breathing right now in the presence of my voice, there's hope. But I haven't done anything to deserve this. The wilderness of sin. Remember, the wilderness of sin. There's a blessing there if you look. There's a blessing there if you look, you see? When the children of Israel got to murmuring a little while later. Got to complaining. We don't have an Elam here. Yeah. We don't have that before us. We don't even, I can't remember how far behind it was. Moses! You're destroying us. Don't lose that smile, Brother Howard. Don't lose that smile. He'll just... Destruction. If the smile leaves, what have we got to look forward to? But I haven't done anything to get here. Why must I come here? You see, the trial of your faith.
The trial of your faith. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. Being much more precious than gold. And though you may be battling something you feel like you don't deserve, look at it in this fashion, my brother and my sister. He'll chastise them whom He loves. But even if you feel like it's not chastising that you need, but He will choose you. He chose Job. He chose the man of God and said, He will not deny me. The Lord won't let me. Don't walk. Don't walk out of here today without knowing Him. Without knowing Him. I once knew Him. I once drank out of one of those wells. My tribe encamped about it. I once drank out of one of those wells. But now, I can't even find my way back. God's reaching for somebody. He's reaching. Listen to me, child of God. Even if it's you, and you feel like, what's the use? I'm trying to hurry. And you feel like, what's the use? Why must I? No words. Just a shrug of the shoulder. A beaching of the hands. What's the use? What's the use? It all started at Calvary. What do you... You mean a desert place? It was for Him. The place called the skull. We could substitute, you know. And we could put there... It all started at Golgotha. On a dead, rough, rugged tree. All despair was engulfing that whole situation and area. There was nothing. There was no way. And I'm trying to close. I got nowhere near what I thought I was going to be getting. But God's a-pulling. Why? Despair had set around the whole situation. But in the wilderness, there's something coming. God, my children, these children, your people, they're crying. Why didn't we stay back in Egypt? You led us the wrong way. No, I haven't. I followed the Lord. You missed it, Brother Bailey. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I followed the Lord. You, there's no way. I can't see the top. I'm too far beneath the bottom. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. No way. If thou wilt come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. My God. My God. He's personal. I own the experience that He gave me. You have something still left in your hand that He gave you a long time ago. Oh, the Scripture over there in Deuteronomy told us that we must leave these sinful things away. Don't partake of their gods. Don't take unto you their images, their graven images. Said, if you do that, they'll cause you to stray. They'll cause you to walk away. They said, that the Scripture said over there,
It said, don't take the graven images in unto you. He said, for if you do so, you will become like them. Here's where the war starts, brothers and sisters. Here's where the war starts. But I've already gone too far. Hey, listen, it'll come back. It'll come back. The Spirit of the Lord will return to you. Somebody said that he committed adultery. There's no hope for him. Let me tell you something. If that heart is humbled, I'm trying to hurry, brothers and sisters. If that heart humbles itself before and under the mighty hand of God, Brother Jack, there is a way back. There is a way through the wilderness. Oh, sin, thank God. There is a way. And that way is called Christ Jesus our Lord. Now if we can, all together tonight, if we can take it personal, we can find a way through Christ Jesus my Lord. It's still in your hand. It's still about you. You can't let it go. When He slipped that on you the day that you gave your heart to Him, He's married to you, friend. Only no hope you got is that He's going to be on your trail continually. On your trail continually. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the story, of more than the story, but the experience. You see, I can tell you about it all day long, but when I experience it, when I take part in it, and I speak to you about it, you'll know by looking and feeling and being in the presence that there's something there. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, glory. I know that this gospel, for I'm not ashamed of the story, of the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, yeah, who's He? He's just a prophet. We were talking about on the way up here. That's the way the Jews may look at it. That may be the way some of the Muslims may say. But can I tell you that I deny that? What I tell you is, He is the Son of the living God. And may I tell you today that He died on a cross and He rose again for our justification, for our salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Just lend me an ear. Just lend me an ear for just a moment. The good news, the story of Jesus, what He done for us. Don't bring it in. Don't bring that sin into you any further. Don't even bring it so much as into your house. Just leave it aside. And if it is there, kick it out, friend. If it's taking its abode here, rush it out of there. Rebuke it out of there. How can I rebuke it? I don't have anything. Yes, you have. You still got something right there. You still got something in the palm of your hand. You still got something in your heart. And that is if you cry out, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Will He do it? Will He do it, friend? Will He extend that arm? As they come, get us a song. He'll extend that arm, and He's extending it unto you. I haven't really preached that long, because I'm usually good for an hour and 20 minutes anyway. It hadn't been gone that far. I've tried to keep it up, Brother Jim. But let me say to you, let me say that there is a well flowing from Emmanuel's veins. There's a well. You hear me? It don't take 12, Brother Jack. Just one. Just one. Young lady told me, said, when you stick that finger up in there, she says, I hate you. I said, sis, if you had what I had down in here, when that finger goes up, that's a victory sign. Can I say to you that that well has got an endless supply. He's reaching. I hope I didn't preach too long. I hope I didn't preach you out. You may be getting hungry. You may be looking forward to what's out back here waiting on us. But let me say to you that if you'll partake of this right now, that'll even taste better. That'll even taste better. That'll even be gooder to your taste buds. That'll be something more to you. But can I tell you that right now there's a way out. The blessing that you have, if you're not careful, you'll turn on that blessing. The burden's off. The sin of burden's gone. So I'm just going to, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do without that burden. I'm just wandering around here. I'm used to carrying sin and I'm used to carrying those things on me. Now I don't have it there. Don't take it easy, friend. But apply yourself. Press toward the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press toward that mark. Go on to that prize. There's one to be had as they sing this afternoon. Let me say to you, there's a way out. There's a way out. Right here is the end of your wilderness of sin. Maybe at your seat is the end of your wilderness of sin. And God's got something on the other end that's going to make you strong. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Do you believe it? Oh, church. Church.
In the battle.
What if the backslider is listening? Do you believe it?
And you feel that you're losing the war. And the fact is,
I want them to want what I got, don't you?
So long.
I want them to want.
That your steps have gone weary and sore.
And sore.
Oh, but that's just the facts of the matter.
Fact is,
for the truth has
you may be
not
wallowing in sin right now.
Behind.
Oh, Sister
when
Alice,
the facts
remember?
You bound up.
Remember.
In sorrow.
30 years ago. I remember.
Who sets you free one more time?
One more time!
Oh, the truth is that you're not forsaken.
Not forsaken.
Oh, and the truth is
you
won't be denied. Oh, the facts may be
stacked up
against you right now, but the truth is God's on your side. Oh, and the truth is